When you expect a big breakfast, you expect the works. Like you just described before, it got my mouth watering. Everything from hash browns to some eggs, toast.
Bacon.
Bacon. What else do you say? The tomato.
Avocado, sausage, hash browns.
Well,
tomato. You already said tomato.
A photo. Yeah, more tomato. A photo has gone viral out of Dublin Airport because a couple has paid $28 Australian for two pieces of toast each. So four pieces of toast, two sausages, two cups of tea, and one bottle of water for $28. Now, this photo. Now, that sounds all right, but now I look at this photo. The toast has no butter on it. It is really just plain white bread, you know, that's been toasted. And two miniature sausages, two measly-looking cups of tea, and a classic plastic bottle of water for $28.
Airport prices.
Airport prices. It's gone viral. People are having a massive whinge because this is terrible. If I'm paying $28, I'm expecting some mushrooms, at least butter on my toast, some nice eggs.
Of course.
Everything.
But also, do you think at an airport they need to make it, like, it's got to have longevity?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't know how long, like, it's been sitting there? Was the toast freshly toasted, or was it sitting in a bread basket for a while?
It still just looks like bread. It doesn't look like it's even been toasted. You couldn't even melt some Marmite on it.
I feel like when I was last at an airport, which would have been 3 years ago, 2 years ago or something, I remember buying one of those sandwiches and it was so dry. It was like a...
Oh, the packet sandwiches?
Yeah, which I normally would love, but this one clearly had been there a while. It was a ham and cheese one, and I think I got a bottle of Diet Coke, and it would have been about $30.
Jeepers. It's daylight robbery.
Robbery.
It's daylight robbery.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It is. I can't speak because I'm so angry.
Of course,
Food really gets me going because when you pay for a meal, you expect a meal.
That's true. But, like, this is the thing. At the airport, they've got free rein. Like, they dictate because you can't really go anywhere, can you? You're waiting for a plane or you're waiting for someone to arrive off a plane. There's nowhere else you can go, so they dictate their own prices.
Oh, they've got the monopoly.
Of course they do.
But, like, I've been for breakfast once here in Ballarat, and I tell you what, this would never happen here. I had the most massivest plate, so much food on it that I couldn't even finish.
Where'd you go?
I think it was Tin Roof.
Oh, nice.
When I first moved here, because it was close to home, my friend visited from Melbourne, and I got the big breakfast. I forget what it was called, but, you know, the big breakfast, farmer's breakfast, and it had everything, and I was content. And then now seeing this, I'm like, how dare you?
You're right.
How dare you?
This wouldn't happen in Ballarat. We do big breakfast really well.